This is St. Louis Public Radio. Republican Governor Eric Greitens and Democratic St. Louis Mayor Lyd Crewson both came into office on promises of making people feel safe. It's being put to the test after a judge found former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley not guilty of first-degree murder and the death of Anthony Lamar Smith. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports on how the two leaders are responding to the protest and why some elected officials and activists contend the approach is misguided.
It's Saturday afternoon, and Governor Eric Greitens is getting coffee in the Central West End, where the night before, some businesses' windows were broken during protests.
The fact is, violence and vandalism is not protest. Violence and vandalism is a crime. And we told people, if you throw bricks, if you throw bottles, we're going to throw you in jail.
Greitens is trying to separate himself from how Democratic Governor Jay Nixon handled protests in 2014 over Michael Brown's shooting death in Ferguson. For instance, Greitens is establishing a clearer chain of command by putting the St. Louis police in charge, with St. Louis County, the Highway Patrol, and the National Guard ready to assist. That's a change from the protests that followed Brown's death, when multiple law enforcement agencies were in charge. He's also held a news conference with Anthony Lamar Smith's fiance, Christina Wilson, and met with religious leaders.
We need to find ways to bridge the gap, bring law enforcement officers and clergy together, and I'm really proud of the work that we've done thus far, and we're going to continue that work.
Because Brown was killed in St. Louis County, then St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay played a somewhat supporting role to Nixon and the St. Louis County executive. That's not the case for Crewson, who's in charge of speaking up for her city and is heavily involved in how police respond to protests. Unlike Greitens, Crewson has been an elected official in St. Louis for nearly two decades. She says she's aware of the racial and economic divides.
The issues being protested are real impediments to the success of our city.
It's perhaps too early to tell if Greitens and Crewson's words are having an effect. The vast majority of protesters have refrained from violence or vandalism, but people did break windows and throw objects at police officers throughout the weekend, leading to dozens of arrests. Supporters of the protest movement, like Felicia Steyer, say both Greitens and Crewson set unrealistic expectations that people would respond peacefully to the acquittal of Stockley, a white former police officer who killed a black man.
I think governmental officials underestimated the level of outrage that people are having around the verdict. It's just so heavy, and I think it's really hard to understand that if you haven't been affected.
State Representatives Michael Butler and Bruce Franks have criticized Greitens for not meeting with younger activists who are organizing the protests. St. Louis Sheriff Vernon Betts says talking with young people, like how he did before Friday's verdict, is better than meeting them with riot shields or pepper spray.
They are a less patient group than we are, and so we need to spend more time sitting, listening to them and trying to understand their desires and trying to work things out.
St. Louis Treasurer Tashara Jones barely lost to Crewson in this year's mayoral election. She says she hopes the Stockley verdict compels elected leaders to re-examine the criminal justice system. State and local politicians passed relatively few laws in response to Ferguson.
There are tons of cities that are improving their criminal justice system that stop arresting people for being black or poor or sick or on drugs. If we don't take this moment again, here we are again 3 years later, and make some significant changes, we're going to continue to see this happen over and over and over again.
It'll be up to Greitens and Crewson to decide if they'll take a similar public policy course. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.